drink of life here as we move into conversation mode. 1 hour to go. As you start an hour, you got an hour till the end of the hour. So it works here. Isn't that fascinating?
60 minutes, boss.
Yep. Well, less seven because it's 7 half the hour. There's Roberta Fasanelli. Jennifer Horn is here. Richie's not around in this hour. Let's see. Michael Forty is at the controls in our studio in Washington. And Ken Kessler is watching your posts on Facebook.com/good day and to Twitter. We have a number of things going on. Certainly the focus still on the Boston bombing, the Texas explosion. There's a sinkhole in Chicago. There's a baseball game.
There is. A simple baseball game.
Well, there was a baseball game. The issue hasn't got to do with the game itself other than the way the players and the coaches responded to the fact that at the end of the third inning, the score was 65-0. Where was this game and who were the
this
players?
This is actually in one of your hometowns because I know you have a few around around the country. This is actually in Ohio, Dougie.
Yeah, right.
And it was the story caught on a local newspaper, the Newark Advocate in
Newark.
Ohio. Newark. Okay.
We are in Newark, Ohio. We are there.
All right, not in Newark, in Newark at the Advocate, the newspaper there. And then it was picked up by the Sporting News and went national. It's the Licking Heights High baseball team.
Licking Heights, yes.
Mm-hmm. They routed the Columbus Harvest Prep High School team by a final score of 65-0.
Ooh.
The game was halted after three innings, but the game was not halted because it was a scoring issue.
Lopsided.
It was because it was starting to get dark outside.
Really?
Licking Heights had already accumulated 48 hits, 13 walks, and a troubling 11-hit batsman. Just so funny. The Hornets scored 16 runs in the first inning, 18 runs in the second, and 31 runs in the third inning. Harvest Prep had no runs at all on the board. The coach there at Licking Heights, Jeff Boyer, said, quote, "It's the most awkward I've ever felt in 34 years of coaching. I didn't know what to feel. I wasn't happy. I felt bad for their kids, and I didn't know what to tell our kids." Now, Ohio does have a no-mercy rule to halt the game.
Really?
But it was. It has to go to five innings. If a team has more than a 10-run lead after five innings, then you can actually use the mercy rule and get out of the game. But in this case, it was because it was getting dark, and so they stopped the game. Now these poor teams, they have to face each other again on April 22nd.
That's the point.
How embarrassing is that to have to go back again? And I guess the story here is the umpire's response to all this, because the coach felt bad. The coach of the winning team said, you know, I tried to see if we could minimize some of the damage. He said at one point he went to the game's home plate umpire and offered to have his players bunt and then step on the plate to guarantee an out. And the umpire's response, he said, quote, that he didn't want it to be a travesty of a game. Well, the coach said, I'm thinking we're already there. It is a travesty. But the umpire did not want them to cheat or to let them,
cheating.
To fall. Well, to it is kind of if they bunt and then step on the plate so that they get out. That's kind of cheating to help the other
He's
team
sensitive.
Out.
He's a sensitive new age coach.
But I guess the question here is, okay, so this rule, you know, how does the mercy rule work? I mean, do we wait
mercy.
For five innings, really? I mean, when we get to 65-0, don't we think that maybe if you're ahead by 65 runs, that game should have stopped, not just because it was getting dark outside?
Well, I guess the question would be how does everybody feel about it?
I think the mercy rule is okay for smaller kids, but these are high school kids. And you know what? Life is full of winning and losing, and sometimes you win big and sometimes you lose big. And, you know, it's all how you deal with it. It's you don't give up. You keep trying, even if it's kind of embarrassing. You keep going. And I think it's a good lesson if you make them keep going.
Really?
I think I do. I think I feel like it's a lesson in life. I mean, think about it. In our life, there's no mercy rule in our life when we're adults.
There's something to be said for that. Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, Roberta, you think what?
I think actually at that point in time for that kind of score, the game really should be stopped because something is obviously wrong.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, the mismatching of the,
yeah,
of the sides.
Absolutely. I mean,
Kenny,
65 to nothing at three innings? I mean, really.
Kenny?
I'm with Jennifer. When I first saw this story, I thought these were younger kids, yeah. but high school kids.
Beat them up.
By the time you're that age.
Uh-huh.
They have a mercy rule after five innings. So suck it up.
Oh, they do have it after five innings?
After five innings.
Yeah, this was, and they made it through three.
Yeah, go do the to five, and then, like, that's it.
All right, so that's a study in life. Next up, the folks who are responsible for trying to scare the pants off of you all across the board. Dr. Joy Brown says, don't watch television because you don't get the true story, the real story. And here's another example of it. If you have not heard, the prognosticators wrote with the expectations for the hurricane season, which starts the first part of June, goes until the end of October, I guess November, whenever it is. That's about 5 months. And we know that the serious storms occur usually late August, September, and, you know, about a six-week period in there. So this year, we're probably all going to die.
Yeah, prepare for death and destruction.
Right.
Yeah.
We'll be all dead.
And I know Roberta loves these weather stories. That's why I thought this would be a fun one.
Yeah.
But apparently this is going to be a very active, and they've actually even called it, quote, a nightmare hurricane season from the National Hurricane Center.
Yeah. All right. Well, put that in the same place you put your toilet paper.
I want it to be perfectly still and calm, by the way.
You mean on the floor?
Yeah. Good, Roberta. Dr. Jay is going to be with us in a few minutes. Dr. Jay Kumar, using compassion to cope with tragedy. That's been posted at Facebook, and we'll follow that. As a matter of fact, what's on Facebook? My daughter posts on Facebook. Jennifer, you follow her every day.
I do.
I don't always go there every day, but I am someone who checks in from time to time. Once in a while, she's gotten beyond the stage of being embarrassed with what I say, so it's okay for me to post something on her Facebook page. And I'm reading today, she is Bostonians. Megan and Brendan both are proud Bostonians. I'm not growing up here, living here. One way or another, I don't care. Jennifer thinks it's cool. That's fine. But Megan posted something called Messing with the Wrong City. When the authorities find the terminally maladjusted culprit or culprits of the Boston terrorist attack, we'll roll our eyes at whatever backward ideology they embrace and move on with our lives. And this is something that came out of the New York Times. She also posted a number of things about various books that deal with this. My daughter is in the book business. I don't mean book. She's a college professor, and so she has an English major all through her high school and college years. Was never, ever, ever without a book. I used to, you guys would get a kick out of this. When she was about 9 or 10, I taught both of them how to drive tractors when they were about the same age I was, 9, 10 years old. So we were in a field one day. You can send this clip if you want to Jennifer, to Megan. She was driving the tractor that the hay trailer was on, and I was throwing bales of hay on the tractor as she was driving along. And she's reading a book while she's driving the tractor. She's just sort of sitting there. She has her hand on the wheel, and she's holding up a book. And she's, as I said, about nine or 10
years
old.
I've seen her driving in L.A. just like that.
Right. So she runs into a tree. I don't know if she'd admit to this or not, but it was hysterical. And so from the earliest stages till now, she's wrapped around literally.
She was one of the first texters.
Yeah, she was, as a matter of fact. So anyway, she writes about some books that are on her Facebook page today that deal with there's dealing with Boston, but it's also dealing with women, women's memoirs, writing stories about what happens in one's life. And then she just posted 100 books, of which about 6 to 7 of them should have been written. This is a list from the BBC of 100 books that most people read at some point in their lives. So anyway, I always get a charge out of her. I love her so. She's every bit the character that her father is, but in a different way. She's We all love our children, as well we should. And so when we find them doing great things, or we find them doing silly things, it is always nice just to kind of acknowledge that. So that's what I'm sort of doing here. It is 16 and a half past the hour, and you'll be surprised to learn there's a lot more to talk about on today's Good Day program, so don't move.
If you like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paint and stains during our four-day super sale, April 19th through the 22nd. With 40% off our great paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Next step. Stephen here with some great ideas on how you can spruce up your home this spring from your friends at Sherwin-Williams. Why not consider repainting your family room, playroom, or how about your front door? You can make the most of your color with the very best paint from Sherwin-Williams. Exceptional coverage, rich color, and results that last. All you have to do is ask Sherwin-Williams. Painting question? Sherwin-Williams has all the answers at home, online, or at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store. Stay tuned for more great ideas from the color experts at Sherwin-Williams.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats. How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you are a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck because Ambrin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause weight loss in women over 40. With no big changes in lifestyle, Ambrin restores hormonal balance in women over 40. So you can finally lose the weight. And all of the other menopause symptoms simply go away. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-663-2773. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-663-2773. That's 1-800-663-2773.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
That's the Doug Steffen Good Day program at DougSteffen.com today. The story of Iron Man 3, the odor effects, and what's going to happen as they play this on a 4DX screen in Japan.
Huh? 4D movies freak me out a little bit.
What is 4D?
Smells.
Smells, or they'll spray you with water.
Right. It's the seats tilt. There's stuff on the ceiling that falls down on you. Strobe lighting.
It's like interactive almost.
It's like a seizure waiting to happen is what it is. And then they spray water on you when you're having one.
Sort of a mad scientist getting a hold of the cinema complex and going nuts customizing it. So that's where going to start the Iron Man 3 saga and then bring it to here, of course, where there's so much sanity. 21 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
To be a cacophony of sound.
Cacophony.
Last week we had a 6-year-old boy playing drums like Van Halen.
Mm-hmm.
A video at DougStefan.com features a 7-year-old girl named Zoe playing guitar as if she were a member of Guns N' Roses.
I like it.
That 7-year-old girl playing this. Crank it up, Michael. Consider this to be singing, particularly.
I do sound like a little shouting.
Yeah. All right, so that's a video with audio at DougStefan.com. Also posted at DougStefan.com, a story or a conclusion or some energy or direction for women and men who go on blind dates.
Talk to me.
Blind dates may not be all that blind.
Because you can Google, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, you can do a little stalking.
Well, also, a lot of people are set up by friends. They turn to online dating to find a mate. They want to find out more about the person before they meet them. Nearly half of the women in a Match.com survey of its subscribers talking about first dates said they researched the date on Facebook before their first meeting.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
However, nearly as many men surveyed said
the
practice was...
And the sexual predator website.
Great. Men say this is unacceptable. Women say this is what we're going. Yeah, men survey.
Men do it all the time.
Really?
Oh, please.
All right, so here's some advice to men from Match.com's dating expert, Whitney Casey. He says, get your ducks in a row. Make sure there is nothing that would have her running for the door before even getting to meet you in person. Let's see here. Also on the blog post, he writes, instead of the keg stand profile picture, you might have currently opted for a subtler picture to depict that you like to have a good time. In other words, the formal guy in his formal suit, not good on a dating site. Assuming men pass the Facebook test, they will follow up their dates as long as they get, I guess, through one date, right? After that. No. Most of the time, if you're on a blind date and have a good time the first time, the survey suggests they get together sooner rather than later.
Yep, you second want to time let grass grow.
Right, exactly. So you've had that experience, Jennifer?
Yeah.
Really?
I've been on a blind date or two or seven or ten.
Really? Uh-huh.
Now, who sets them up for you?
It depends. Sometimes friends, sometimes coworkers. You know, sometimes I have done the online thing before. That's always a treat.
Da 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 da. This is Good Day.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. One of those creative minds has come up with an idea to promote reading. World Book Night. On Tuesday, April 23rd, 25,000 volunteers will distribute free books across America. The executive director is Carl Leonard.
World Book Night is a campaign each year to give away free books to people in need of a book, whether they haven't got the means or access to a printed book, or they haven't read a book in a while. In order to organize World Book Night logistically and to save money on shipping costs, and because bookstores and libraries are already in their communities and recognized as community centers, the plan was to ship the books through them, and then the givers who volunteer to do this would go there the week before and get their box, and then go out and on that one day go to the location they've chosen to give books away. So worldbooknight.org is the hub of all that we do. Everybody can come together and discuss their experiences and then go back out to all our social media platforms. The World Book Night volunteers are such an amazingly generous and passionate group of people. They're from all walks of life, that someone would take the time out of their day to, you know, go to a nursing home, a VA hospital, to give a book to someone in their community, to me is an extremely touching, powerful thing. A book is a very intimate gift in a way. It's not money, it's not an article of clothing, it's not a CD. It's a book, and we treasure books.
Carl Leonard, executive director of World Book Night, Tuesday, April 23rd. For more information, worldbooknight.org or visit insightdailyradio.org.
Doug Steffen here with some great ideas on how you can spruce up your home this spring from your friends at Sherwin-Williams. Why not consider repainting your family room, playroom, or how about your front door? You can make the most of your color with the very best paint from Sherwin-Williams. Exceptional coverage, rich color, and results that last. All you have to do is ask Sherwin-Williams. Painting question? Sherwin-Williams has all the answers at home, online, or at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store. Stay tuned for more great ideas from the color experts at Sherwin-Williams.
Ah, the sound of small business getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are. Because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T, rethink possible.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll
see you at the Longevity Conference in May.
Hi, this is pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm MZ Michael Zwirling, owner of KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and you bet I'll be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Longevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to healthybody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes?
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Doug Steffen, good day program. We're happy to have Dr. Jay Kumar with us in a moment or two, who is very active on Facebook and Twitter. Matter of fact, Kenny, in there, usually a good post on Facebook. You can understand, folks, I get paid by the word. Sometimes I put a few words together to save the powers that be a few bucks. So I could put Facebook and post together and come up with Pastebook. Right? Does that make good sense?
Or face post.
Or face post. Exactly. So do you have a face post of Dr. J that people are reacting to or are responding to? He's always very good, very active. He's got good, loyal followers.
He just posted something about using compassion to cope with tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
Just posted within the hours. Nobody has commented on it yet.
All right. What else do you have comment-wise of other things that we are working on?
Lots of comments about the way the media has been covering the bombings in Boston. Juliana says the film looping of the event was ridiculous. At first it was like the media themselves wanted to terrorize us. Then it seemed almost comical. Paul says it's sensationalism to the 10th power. And Loretta says, as usual, we have seen the same photos about 1,000 times in one day. The speculation is what gets to me. Nothing to say, so sit there and guess.
Right. Guess. It's not guessing, it's gassing, in essence. There's a story from Cleveland, Texas. In addition to notoriety from Texas this week because of the bomb, or not bomb, sorry, we're so used to thinking about bombs, the explosion of the fertilizer plant, there is a surprise for a woman in this small town, Cleveland, Texas. Something strange there in the neighborhood. The story of Marcella Davis. Picked up her nephew from a football practice on Monday of this week. She does the same thing every day. Most other days, she snapped a random picture with her cell phone, not noticing anything was out of the ordinary. In the evening, her daughter pointed out that there was a ghostly image standing in the background of the photo. You can see the photo at DougSteffen.com. Davis, a firm believer in the supernatural and elements of the unknown, said there are explanations could be used to debunk that image, such as the image itself being nothing more than a camera flare or a cell phone camera defect, although none have been discovered up to this point. She's not alone in her belief regarding what goes on in these certain strange worlds that we know not of. Gallup poll released this week shows that 45% of Americans believe The ages of 18 to 29, people from that age group, 18 to 29, believe in the existence of ghosts and supernatural phenomena. Also indicates that the belief declines as you get older. Now, see, it's very interesting because mine has gone just the opposite. I believe totally in all of this stuff and find it to be, frankly, I find the connections. I find it disingenuous when people don't want to talk about or admit to things they don't know anything about. Oh, and I don't believe in that, so it couldn't exist. It's like people who deal with the so-called occult. I don't want to have anything to do with that. I don't know anything about it, but I don't want to have anything to do with it. And I don't want anybody around me to have anything to do with it, because it's against the nature of God. When very interestingly, most often the things that come from occultisms are very connected to spirit and God. So it's very interesting. Huh? What did you say, Jennifer?
Oh, I didn't. I do believe in ghosts.
Why did
though.
You?
I don't know about the occult, but I do believe in ghosts. Yeah.
But, you
know,
have you looked at this picture?
It looks,
the cell phone picture this woman took?
Yeah, I'm trying to see. It looks like a Star Wars character almost, if I'm seeing the same, if I'm seeing what everybody else is talking about.
There's the figure that's on the other side of the fence?
Yeah. You see it?
Is it Obi-Wan Kenobi?
No, but it's
whitish.
It looks like it's a man, maybe in a suit or something.
Yeah, dark, but, almost like with a robe, right? A short robe. Is that what it looks like?
Yeah, or a robe or a suit. It's hard to it's hard to tell. It's a cell phone picture, but it doesn't look like it's a, you know,
it's fake.
And it doesn't look like it's some kind of cell phone malfunction.
No,
because it's the figure of a person.
Yeah, right. Pretty interesting. All right, speaking of a person, man that I have great regard for, Dr. Jay Kumar is with us next here on Good Day.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Celebrate Me Time tip from Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. Important to take a few breaks from whatever you're doing every day. How about walking around the block or your yard? Relax. Breathe in some fresh air. You'll be surprised how this bit of me time will truly help to recharge your battery as well as refuel your mind. Make sure to keep listening for more tips like this from our friends at Stouffer's Single Serve Meals.
I am so sick of double talk from our politicians about fixing our broken economy. So today I'm turning over the mic to Breda, a smart 9-year-old girl, to help explain the simple truth about money. Welcome, Breda. How do you feel about the rising debt, the shrinking dollar?
Well, Roger, I'm disgusted. I work hard for my allowance, taking care of my dog, doing my chores and homework. That's why I use the paper dollars I earned to buy gold and silver.
You do?
Uh-huh. At least now my money can grow with me instead of holding shrinking dollars.
Ha! Where do you learn so much about money?
My grandpa says the only money worth saving today is real money, gold and silver, and it's all explained in a new book, The Great Debasement. It's that simple.
Well, there you have it, from the mouths of babes, the very babes soon forced to pay the bill for government mismanagement. Take Breda's advice. Learn how to win the battle for your money. Call now for a free copy of The Great Debasement. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646 for the simple truth.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. This report reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your hard-earned money in the Wall Street casino. How you can bypass banks and credit cards and become your own source of financing. And how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. and it beats the pants off any IRA or 401k. To learn more about this method and to get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. www.bankonyourself.com.
Dr. J. Kumar, K-U-M-A-R, jkumar.com, drjkumar.com, here with us on the Good Day program. Professor, actually at several universities in the Los Angeles area, man who's been studying your brain for a long time and an interesting way of neuroscience connecting to realities that we sometimes understand, sometimes we don't understand them. That doesn't mean that they aren't real. So in this circumstance, we have a very real problem that people have been certainly put off by. It brings home not only things that could happen like this around sporting events, but just in general, how vulnerable we are. And so the news media being what it is, Jay, it makes us feel more vulnerable. When you get right down to it, I've had more expressions from people this week who have suggested that we, you know, the news media covers these one or two people that create mayhem and does a very bad job of covering the thousands and thousands of great things, good things, positive things that come as a result of people helping other people during times of need like this.
Oh, I'm so glad you brought this up, Doug, because, you know, one of the things that I really would love to, talk to everyone here today is about how to cope in times of tragedy. And we had a really horrific event, as all of you know, this past week. And I was very fortunate to be able to speak about this at my university to my students the day after the bombings in at the Marathon in Boston. And one of the things that I really emphasized in my talk that I gave to my students that day is that not to give up hope. You know, I would love to ask you, Doug, and Jennifer, I think, and all of you that are there, when you heard about that, the events in Boston, the marathon, what was your first emotional reaction?
Here we go again.
Yeah, not again, probably.
Yeah. Yes, here we go again.
But I think what got me are the images, and we've talked about this, Jay, the images that came out from, you know, just as the bombs are going off, of people running towards them. You know, you have everybody running away, but you look at the people that ran towards them, and I think that's what I keep trying to focus on, because that's what inspires me out of all that darkness.
Amazing people.
It is. You know, Jennifer Bird, I'm so glad you said this, because the first emotional response that we sometimes, you know, experience in times of coping in really tragic events. First, it's horror, it's anger, it's but also a sense of despair, a sense of hopelessness. And you know, Doug, you kind of hit upon this. Our news media tends to focus on the crazy people and, you know, the violent acts. Yeah, you think, right?
Yeah,
and, you know,
but
fear sells, you know, fear, you know, despair equals dollars, if you will, right?
Right, yes.
And so we, and the news media fails or does a very poor job of covering all the people, as you said, you know, Jennifer and Roberta, who the first thing is they go out there and they help people. Mm-hmm. And this, you know,
It's
their instinct. And I'm glad you said that word instinct, because I want to say something which is really important. You know, we're so bombarded with images in our news media about violence and war, and it's so easy to think of the human species by nature that we're violent and aggressive and full of hate and you know, and animosity, but nothing could be farther from the truth. In fact, all the research coming out of neuroscience actually validates the human brain is actually hardwired for compassion, empathy, altruism, and kindness.
Mm.
And this is why we see people first thing, you know, I was tearing up hearing some of the stories, reading about them online about, you know, marathoners after having run 26 miles, ran 2 extra miles to go to the hospital to donate blood.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Wow. Like, that's just that. If that itself doesn't, you know, tear you up. Right. You got to get your head checked.
Let me add something to this that is disturbing. As I look to a high school in Idaho, where this week bomb threats were scrawled on the walls, and the school district is trying to figure out what to do. The restroom monitor now has been assigned to have high school students sign in and out of the bathrooms.
Oh,
because of these bomb threats. And there have been 9 of them since last October, as a matter of fact. again, wondering whether you get this. These high school kids are impacted, Jay, by the events or maybe movies they see, books they read, the culture itself. And then how do you deal with that?
So fear is an energy. You know, fear begets more fear.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. The human brain specifically has the most remarkable capacity to forgive and to heal. And one of the most powerful emotions that we can use, and I love to give you some concrete tips on how to do this, is cultivating compassion. And they've discovered that just by thinking about compassion or just thinking about a good thought in your mind actually begins to reshift your brain structure.
Mm-hmm.
And so here's some wonderful things we can do. You know, we're bombarded with these images. The first thing, if you're affected by these images, don't go online as often. Don't, you know, actively avoid watching these horrific images if they disturb you so readily. But let's maybe flip this on a more positive side. Let's see, what are some positive things you can start doing to experience more compassion in your life? You know, we're so used to thinking that one person can't make a difference. We can make a difference.
Wrong.
Every single person makes a difference. You know, as Mahatma Gandhi said, I love this quote, be the change you want to see in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing that we need to do is practice kindness with ourselves and to others. So here's some really wonderful things you can start doing for your day to practice more kindness. Do something simple. Smile at a complete stranger.
Yep.
Open the door for a complete stranger.
You know, and I love to smile to people on the street who may not fit the norm. Have their heads down, or even sometimes a homeless person.
Oh.
It's amazing. When you smile at them, the smile they give you back is just amazing.
And you know what? The beauty about this, you know, if you want to hold the door open for someone or let someone merge into you on the freeway, that person will actually experience a sense of, you know, joy. And that spreads out into the world. And there's a neurobiological reason for this. When you practice kindness or compassion, your brain structure actually changes and you begin to release chemicals in your brain that help you cope with moments of tragedy.
Yeah.
I think Christopher Reeve said it best, you know, once you choose hope, anything is possible.
Wonderful, wonderful words. You can find out more about Jay, Dr. Jay Kumar, jaykumar.com. You understand why his students have made his classes as popular as they are and why his posts are compelling and his website is great. Thank you, Jay. It's 11 before the hour on Good Day.
Get the biggest flooring deals in a decade at Lumber Liquidators 10th Annual Hardwood Flooring Clearance Sale. This weekend only, get famous April sale prices on laminate from 19 cents a square foot. Clearance flooring like hardwood and bamboo from 29 cents. Pre-finished easy click hardwood from $139. First quality bamboo flooring from just $149. Plus, get special financing. Don't miss it. We're adding new deals daily and slashing prices till it's gone. Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store today. Get the biggest flooring deals in a decade at Lumber Liquidators 10th Annual Hardwood Flooring Clearance Sale. This weekend only, get famous April sale prices on laminate from 19 cents a square foot. Clearance flooring like hardwood and bamboo from 29 cents. Pre-finished easy click hardwood from $139. First quality bamboo flooring from just $149. Plus, get special financing. Don't miss it. We're adding new deals daily and slashing prices till it's gone. Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store today.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-800-801-4733. That's 1-800-801-4733. 1-800-801-4733. Or go to web.com/radio.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Latest on the Boston terror attack investigation and the political fight over the issue of guns. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. President Obama will be in Boston today to attend a memorial service for the victims of the Boston Marathon bombing. The president will speak at an interfaith service following the blast that left three people dead and more than 170 injured. There was plenty of confusion during the day yesterday as CNN reported an arrest had been made in the case. Authorities quickly refuted that, and there have been no arrests made yet as the investigation continues. Meanwhile, in Washington, D.C., there was a key vote in the U.S. Senate yesterday.
The yeas are 54, the nays are 46. The amendment is not agreed to.
Vice President Joe Biden with the tally. 54 yea votes falling short of the 60 needed for passage of a measure to expand background checks for gun purchases, a measure that was thought to have had the best chance of passage among a number of bills aimed at curbing gun violence, all of which came up short yesterday. Family members of the Newtown school killing victims say they are not allowing the Senate's failed vote on gun control to break their resolve. Speaking outside the White House yesterday, Mark Barton said the families will be returning home disappointed but not defeated.
We've always known this would be a long road, and we don't have the luxury of turning back. We will keep moving forward and build public support for common sense solutions in the areas of mental health, school safety, and gun safety.
Barton lost his son, Daniel, in the Newtown attack. He says the Newtown families leave Washington hoping more people will take the Sandy Hook promise, especially lawmakers in the nation's capital. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
That Hotels.com April shower sale is incredible.
I know.
I can't believe how much money we saved.
Don't say that too loudly. If the bellhops hear how much we saved, they'll be on us, looking for big tips. Too late.
Hi, folks. Take your bag.
Call you a limo.
Wow.
Can I bring you extra towels?
How about a club sandwich?
I can carry you down the stairs.
Throw it on rose petals.
The Hotels.com April shower sale. On now through April 29th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 30%. Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
Get the biggest flooring deals in a decade at Lumber Liquidators 10th Annual Hardwood Flooring Clearance Sale. This weekend only, get famous April sale prices on laminate from 19 cents a square foot. Clearance flooring like hardwood and bamboo from 29 cents. Pre-finished easy click hardwood from $139. First quality bamboo flooring from just $149. Plus, get special financing. Don't miss it. We're adding new deals daily and slashing prices till it's gone. Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store today.
On Wall Street, a triple-digit loss for the Dow yesterday, down 138 points to 14,618. S&P down 23, NASDAQ lost 60. Oil prices also fell by just over $2 a barrel, finishing at $86.68. A massive explosion in the Texas town of West. The blast at a fertilizer plant flattened homes and led authorities to evacuate half of the 2,800 people who live in the town. The explosion did result in deaths. No word on an exact toll. More than 160 people were injured. This man, Sammy Chavez, who was hurt in the plant explosion, says he ran to help people at a nearby nursing home.
Fire everywhere and bodies on the ground, bloody bodies, people in panic.
Officials say it is a scene of utter devastation. No word yet on the cause of the explosion, but authorities are treating this as a crime scene. Hey, today is Tax Freedom Day. America's taxpayers paying off the government's bills 5 days later than last year because of the sweeping budget cuts ordered by the so-called sequestration on spending. And finally, for those of us who have had the experience of living in and around Boston, as I did for several years quite a while back, it can be said there's almost nothing that can bring people together in Beantown like a sports event. Red Sox, Celtics, Bruins, Patriots. Of course, this week began with a sports event, the Boston Marathon. In the aftermath of the blast, the people of Boston seem closer than ever before. Last night, a chance to display this collective show of support for one another, a hockey game, the Bruins hosting the Sabres at TD Garden. Fans attending the game were given special placards with the Bruins team logo and the words Boston Strong. Images of blue and yellow ribbons were projected on the ice, after which the fans belted out the national anthem with pride and passion that sent a clear message. Star-spangled banner giving us all a sense of what Boston is all about. And that is what you call Boston Strong. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
They say you get what you pay for, meaning the less you pay, the less you get. Not necessarily true. For instance, a lot of people pay less for car insurance by switching to Geico, but get more than savings. They get satisfaction. In fact, Geico's customer satisfaction is at 97%. And that explains why I nearly got stepped on by some happy customers dancing in the street.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.